escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Randy. As Randy said, 11:30 today, the governor will be on, Governor Cuomo, and at 2:30, Mark Poloncarz and the county executive. They're not really press conferences. They're more updates on the virus. So this is what's going on. And we're asking you your general thoughts now. Well, we had a chance to run some things by Kathy Hochul. Didn't have a lot of time. There's a lot of people that want her ear, so we're glad she gave us some time, but we only had 10 minutes, so tried to get as much in the 10 minutes as we could. Let's see. Let's go to line three. That would be Eric in Hamburg. Eric, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
I'm fine, Eric. What's on your mind regarding the virus?
Well, here's the thing. I have some relatives who live in other states, and what I'm wondering is why is home furnishings and things that go in a home not essential? I mean, hear me out on this. For one, you've got people who moved at the beginning of March and April. Moving is still essential, who are moving into homes that don't have furniture. They don't have beds. They don't have couches. They don't have anything to sit on. But imagine if you were somebody who was sick, who's recovered from something, and now you're forced to go sleep on a mattress that you were maybe not feeling well in. You might want to replace that. I just don't understand how this is not something that is essential.
Well, I understand what you're saying. You know, one of the questions I had online, I just didn't have time to ask her, is who set up the original parameters for the lockdown? Because there are some things like you just laid out, a very logical argument. If I were a judge and you were in front of me, I would grant you your motion because it makes sense. And it's also a health issue. You don't want to be sleeping on a mattress on the floor unless you have to. And there's no reason you should have to, except for the regulation of what they're doing with furniture. I understand what you're saying.
Well, you can buy landscaping. You can, have trees removed. I just don't understand how what's inside of a home, if you are quarantined inside of a home, how that is not deemed essential. Now, in Virginia, those stores are open. If you need to buy a chair, you need to buy a mattress, you need to buy something, which just seems to make logical sense to me, you can do that.
Well, that's why we have the 50 states, and each state has their own opinion, and you got to wonder where some of them come up with this stuff. I think that I'd be very interested to know who suggested some of these things.
Well, I'd hate to be someone who's who recently moved, who has nothing to sleep on, nothing to sit on. Maybe someone who was sick, who would like to change out something, and is unable to. I sincerely hope that that's something. I was hoping to get to you before the lieutenant governor was off. That you could ask her, when will this be reinstated? When will that, hopefully that'll be something that's sooner than later.
Well, I'm sure we'll get another shot at talking to her. When we do, I'm writing down notes now, and I'll keep these notes and use them at the next interview. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Buzzy, how about something on Facebook, please?
Okay. We will...
Are you guys having a party?
No, I read there. I read something on Facebook as I was skimming through the comments that made me think of, you guessed it, a Seinfeld episode, and so I laughed.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Tony's not in a great frame of mind today.
So we will go with Diane, who says, if an employer opens up, if an employee opens up, but an employee is a high risk and cannot return to work, what happens with their unemployment claim? Currently, you have to physically be able to work. How will this affect those who cannot take the risk?
Well, that's a good question I don't have the answer to, and I would normally tell you to call the unemployment people and get the answer. However, the governor addressed this yesterday, and Kathy Hochul addressed it today. They've been barraged, and I think we got two different numbers. Now, there's so many numbers floating around that it's easy, I think, every once in a while to give the wrong number. But Kathy said today that they started with 300 people that answer the phones for unemployment, and the number she gave today is it's now 3,100. The governor yesterday addressed the same issue. I think the number was a little different, but with both of them, there were extreme measures were taken to get your calls answered. I can't imagine trying to get a hold of them, being unemployed and being a little low on the cash, and not being able to get through. But that's what he said. Did either of you guys remember the number the governor gave yesterday?
No, I don't.
No, I knew it was big. I don't know. She said 3,100 today. But anyway, they've made a large expansion of people dealing with the phone. So good luck. Good luck. That's all
some
I can
some reason
say.
I'm thinking 1,000, he said yesterday.
Yeah, and she
or
said
over 1,000.
And she said 3,100. Well, 3,100 is over 1,000, but I don't know if those are the definitive numbers, but they're a lot. Let's put it that way. All right, let's take a break and return today at 11:30. Is Andrew Cuomo's update at 2:30? Mark Poloncarz's update. So we'll see what's going on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Walt on line two. Walt, you're on WBEN.
Hi.
Hi, Walt.
I hope you're not going to hang up on me.
Well, you know, when people start by saying that, there's a good chance I probably will, because people usually don't say it unless they have a reason.
I wish that the meeting that Cuomo had yesterday and the discussion you had with Kathy was longer.
Well, I do too, obviously. We both do.
And 30 minutes with Cuomo yesterday. And
well, first of all, when I found out we could have her, I was very happy to get her. I found out it was 10 minutes. I wasn't happy the 10 minutes, but you can imagine how many people want her ear. Now, so getting 10 minutes, I was happy we got something. Anyway, go ahead.
Her doing some, remedial effort should have happened, 30 days ago. I mean, she is the lieutenant governor. And I think it's really sad that...
Well, I think it probably was going on anyway, anecdotally, and they just decided to formalize it, make it into a report. To me, that was probably what happened.
Well, I don't have a lot of confidence in the governor. And I say that because it goes back in time when he was the in charge of HUD. And at that time, it goes back to 1998, Sandy.
When he sued the gun manufacturers when he was in charge of HUD. I didn't like that either.
But in any event, he, with his giving houses to people who couldn't afford it, almost caused a depression 10 years later. And we're on the cusp of a depression right now. We are very close, and people need money. And I don't think they really understand it. Because he uses the word as to what's going on now is pause. How can a people use the word pause and buy groceries?
Well, he's trying to sell it. He's trying to keep people calm. He's trying to do it. First of all, let's get some things straight. Andrew Cuomo, I don't like either, okay? But he didn't cause the virus. He had nothing to do with causing the virus. It was his job suddenly, like every governor, all 50 of them, to suddenly ramp into action. When you do that much, and then the government talks about trillions of dollars being spread here, there, and everywhere, you got to expect that there'll be some mistakes. some things that people like and some things people don't like. So I'm not going to come down on him for the virus part at all. And when he calls it the pause, yeah, he's trying to sell it. He doesn't want people to be any more crazy being in their house than they are already. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I think that, you know, the situation is so serious that it goes back to, you know, the 20s and 30s. That's how frightened people are.
Oh, I understand that. And it's even worse now because we have all kinds of electronic communications. So we're not only frightened, but we have the ability to reach out on the Internet at the comfort of our own home to tell everybody how frightened we are. And so it even gets worse.
You know, I listened to him and the discussion that he had yesterday as an update. He used the same thing, or almost the same thing, the day before when he was doing the update in New York. And, you know, I get a kick out of, I just don't think the guy has a real astute feeling for what manufacturing does, because he criticizes, you know, the manufacturers having their own formula for making the various widgets that they use. And that's what a manufacturer does. That's what Coca-Cola...
Well, what he tried to bring out was a legitimate point that most people wouldn't know. Okay, he says, brand X makes a ventilator, brand Y makes a ventilator. Uh-huh. They both do the same thing with a patient. But when it comes time for either a service call or some piece of equipment needed to continue the machine, they're different. It's just like what Apple does. Uh-huh. When you get a new phone, it has a different connector. So you got to go and buy a new connector. It doesn't fit, the old one doesn't fit anymore. Uh-huh. And that sort of thing takes up time, especially during a crisis like we're in now.
Now, I blame, because he's criticizing all the medications, as most people are, even Washington, along with the other adapters, mechanical adapters, that they're being made in China. I blame that on Washington. For many, many years, because of the regulations that they put out, they forced manufacturing to increase their margins. Therefore, they went over to China. And now they're going to go to Vietnam.
Well, it's always been a problem with U.S. products competing with overseas. A lot of it has to do with regulations, like you just said. That's a lot of it. A lot of it has to do with taxation. And yet, if you get a product that people really like, They're willing to pay for it. But even the product like Apple puts out, mm-hmm. Apple assembles a lot of their stuff in China. But because people like Apple products, they're not complaining as much as if it was something they didn't really hold dear. But when American products can compete price-wise, and this is the key, with overseas, why do you think they're built overseas? Because they're cheaper. Yeah. There's less regulation. The cost of manufacturing is cheaper. That's what they do.
It's also planned obsolescence.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Well, like the example I just gave. Oh, gee, you got a cell phone that's 2 years old? Mm-hmm. Throw it away and get this new one. It's a lot better. It has three cameras, you know?
So, well,
all right. Well, see, I didn't hang up on you. How good is that?
You didn't. I just done some things that, you know, on the air because people, you know, they ask you a lot of questions, and they're no sooner, and I don't know if they have a computer, but the answer is no sooner away than, you know, Googling somebody.
Well, I think that people like to discuss things among themselves. I'm no expert. I'm no expert on this, but I am an attentive viewer, and I know what I see, and I know what I read. Hey, thanks for the call. Call again, and we won't hang up on you again. Okay? Thank you. See, Tony, am I getting more lenient? He didn't say anything that I would hang up on.
Nope. He was good.
So, yeah, it was a good caller. And you don't have to agree with me. We hang up on very few people. I think if we hang up per year, maybe on three people, that's a lot. Would you say that's fair?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, we don't. Well, we're willing to listen. It's only the only reason we'll even interrupt you is if you're not giving an opinion, but you're stating something as a fact that we know is not a fact.
And you have to be respectful.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we have a great big audience, and some of it can handle more than some other part of it. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. According to my clock on the wall, at 1:30 the governor will be on. That's in about 3.5 minutes, so stand by for that. Let's go to Steve in Erie. Steve, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Steve.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got today?
Well, I got some news on pepperoni balls.
Oh, okay.
Erie.
Yeah.
Order them online at Stanganelli'sQVC.com.
Wait, I'm going to repeat this. Stanganelli's. At, give it to me again, Stanganelli's?
Yes.
Okay. How do you spell that? I got somebody writing it down.
S-T-A-N, I'm just flying on it. S-T-A-N-G-E-L-L-I-S.
I-S, okay, S-T-A-N-G-E-L-L-I-S, .com?
QVC, at QVC.com, yeah.
At QVC.com. Okay, there's pepperoni balls, Bernie. We can get those online. Yeah, I definitely do. Thank you for that information. I love pepperoni balls. We're looking to find a good place to have them here in Buffalo. As far as we know, only one restaurant had ever offered them that we're aware of, and they're no longer here, but the pepperoni balls are great. Are you from Erie? You're calling from Erie.
Yes.
Yeah, I love pepperoni balls, and I might even take a drive when all this clears up and go down and enjoy some.
I thought maybe you might like to order some online, and that's why I called and you left.
Well, thank you. It pays to have a radio show when you got a ten of listeners like this. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Wow. How about that? Steve and Erie. Pepperoni balls. I know that if they are offered in Western New York, they will be a major hit. I learned about them when I was programming WJET in Erie, Pennsylvania. And people who went to school down there in college, at the various colleges they have down there, they lived on these things. How would we describe them, Tony? They're round. They're about the size of...
About the size, a little bit smaller than a meatball.
Yeah, a little bit smaller. And inside, they have pepperoni and oil. And on the outside, are they deep fried?
They're definitely deep fried, I believe.
And they're deep fried.
Yep.
And you can have three or four of them if you're really hungry.
Or five or six.
Or 9 or 10. They are definitely delicious, no question about that.
Yeah, they are.
And he just gave us the address. And if you can order them online, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to order them online and see how it works out. All right, the governor should be on after this newscast, so why don't we slide into the newscast now, and it'll either be Andrew Cuomo or myself. Right after the news. Hang in there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.